The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. Our show is brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency serving the Siouxland community. Today, our topic is, how do you keep your Valentine? February is going to be Valentine month, heart month. So let's talk about, you know, the emotions, the getting together, relationships. So how do you keep your Valentine? We're going to be strengthening relationships today. Joining me on the show are my guests, Brenda Geisinger, Chief Operating Officer for Family Services, and Christy Spice, licensed clinical therapist. And good morning, both ladies. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here. And, you know, Christy, I really enjoy it when you come on the show because you really deal with a lot of topics that are right in front of us every day, relationship issues, and you have a nice way of tying in the theme of the season. So I really like it, Valentine's Day. And here we go. We have all our little Valentine traits and going all the way back to school. Remember, do you guys have exchanged Valentines in school?
Oh, yeah, and you had to make the box for the cards, and
who
had the bath.
Yeah. Right at that early age, you know, to give somebody, would you be my Valentine? And then it was always something special that, you know.
He always wanted that one.
That one, just that one. So now that we're all grown up, let's talk about, let's frame our topic. How do you keep your Valentine, strengthening relationships? Christy?
So, I mean, I think, you know, we have all sorts of different relationships in our lives, right? So we can think about our friendships that we have, and then we have new friendships and old friendships, friends that, you know, you've maybe known for years. And those are different kinds of relationships. We have relationships with a significant other, whether it's a partner or a spouse. That's a different kind of relationship. And then, you know, I think we can also think about, you know, relationships we have with children that we might have in our lives, our family members, our work colleagues, acquaintances that you know through somebody that ends up at a party. There's just all these different kinds of relationships. And I think that, you know, Valentine's Day definitely kind of gives us a chance to kind of think about all the different relationships we have, what they mean to us, how they might be different. And not that one's better than the other, but just that we get different needs satisfied and get different things from different relationships we have.
Brenda, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think what Christy is saying is very true. We are involved with several people in our lives, and each one of those relationships is different for us, but they're all can be very rich and bring value to us.
Okay, on that note, are all relationships equal?
No. And no. I think that's what's good about them. You know, so we are going to have people that we know that we can trust more. We, almost all of us, have somebody in our mind that it's like, if I need something right now, who could I call? Right? And it might be, you know, different based on the situation, but we all have, you know, those folks in our lives. And that's a good thing that they're all a little bit different. So then we have these different things that we can go out and experience with different relationships that we have.
So looking at the types of relationships, and we've kind of talked on this, let me just zero in on, let's start with the difference in male and female relationships.
Yeah, so one of the things that... Okay, we're overgeneralizing probably for some, right? So I want to make sure that I say that. Don't want to offend anyone. But sometimes men and women will approach relationships a little bit differently. And so, you know, women tend to be really focused on emotions, emotional connection across their relationships. And so then do things that are connected to that. Men sometimes can be less focused on the emotional part and can be more focused on the activity. So I know when I was thinking about this, you know, some men are like, let's go watch the game, right? And they're like, yep, let's go do that, right? So they show up and they watch the game and they're like, that was good. See you later.
High five.
Right? Right? I'm out of here. Whereas, you know, women might, you know, we might watch a game too, right? But we might be like, how are you? What's going on? Like, really kind of want to connect emotionally during that activity. And then at the end, it's a lot of, that was fun. Thanks for inviting me. I had a good time, right? Again, we're talking more of that emotional connection. And so that, I think, can be one of the things that people will notice gender-wise with relationships.
Well, I think with the Super Bowl coming up, it's also another February activity, a little later this year, but with the Super Bowl coming up and talking about relationships and guys, I just think about, what's up? That was a good one. But there are differences. There, you know, the men and women do approach things differently. And I also, when I have like a Super Bowl party, I have one friend, she is very interested in football. I mean, she'll sit right down front, she knows the game and enjoys it. Well, I always say this, well, there's a party going on in the kitchen, and that's just a group being more social, and yes, they are, all the other women, and they just don't have that much interest in the game, except for when the commercials come on. And then, boom, everybody stops and watches them. But, you know, here we are together, and, you know, you look at relationships in male and female, and sometimes it's not fair to break it down because you can generalize. Mm-hmm. I get that. But we can go on forever on that topic. Hey, I'm Art Silver, and you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well. And joining me today from Family Services is Brenda Geisinger and Christy Spicer. And we're talking about how to keep your Valentine, strengthening relationships. So we're going to go back into, you know, looking at a Valentine. What kind of purpose does a Valentine relationship have? Christy?
Well, I think all of our relationships can bring us some different things, but I think one of the things I think about is how healthy a person can be just by the relationships that they have with other people. So we get a lot of emotional and mental health well-being with being around others and having good relationships. We can now have someone we can talk to about different things. We're less likely to be lonely, right? When we have relationships and we are connecting with other people, we also know that it can help be a stress reliever, you know, and so that's kind of like the mental wellness, a part of relationships. But a lot of relationships are also centered around physical health things too. So you might have a friend that you meet to do some exercise with, or a friend that's like, hey, how are you doing with this physical health goal that you have? And so that can also be really helpful to you too.
I think the other thing with relationships, they can be your biggest cheerleader, really support you and motivate you and help you grow as a person, challenge you and just be there. You know, you can do this, or what do you think about this, and get you to think differently about different situations. So when you're looking at Valentine's, how is this person involved in my life, and what do they bring to me, and what do I bring to this relationship, and how do we connect?
Now, the question it raises is, what if there's a void in your life in that position where you don't really have that one to go to? And I think we'll talk to that in the second half of the show on developing relationships, finding relationships. So, but you know, you bring up a good point there, Brenda, think about, because we always view this as going back to first grade. We share, you don't want anybody left out. Now, you may have that special person, but you don't want anybody left out. And how emotional, that was, you know, I remember bringing home a little basket, and the basket, the box, had the all your cards in. I remember looking at them again at night, and I thought, oh, so-and-so really must like me because I got a card. Then as you grow older, you realize that mom helped, it was in there a little bit to make sure these things didn't happen, little omissions. But it's all good. So the benefits. Absolute benefits of strengthening a relationship. And I think as we go forward, let's start talking about looking at some of the ways that we can strengthen and improve. There's a whole bunch of stuff we can talk about here. So let's kick it off, and then second half of the show, we'll continue on that. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the ways that we can just strengthen relationships? We take things for granted sometimes.
Yeah, so I think one of the first things that always comes to my mind is really taking a look at how much time am I spending with that person that I want to have a relationship with. And, you know, in today's world, we can talk about both being in the same room, right? I think that that is super important, to be in the same room, be together, to spend time that way. But also, are you connecting through a phone call? Are you connecting through a text message, right? Or some other messaging app that maybe you like to use. And so you connect with that person. And so I think it's important to think about how much time are you spending in that relationship and working to develop it. At the same time, it can also be really good to make sure you're not spending too much time with
good
that
point.
Individual. You know, I think about, you know, partners and spouses sometimes, like you can, because they become, you know, a big part of your life. It's okay. And it's good to also say, yep, you're really important to me. And so is this other person. And I'm going to go and spend a little time with them too. And so spending time with other people and not just the same person or the same couple people sometimes can really help to just improve the relationships that you have with the people who are really your people and you want to have good relationships with.
Well, speaking of time, we're coming up on our break right now. So everybody continue your morning chill. We'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 94.9 KSCJ.
Let's face it, it happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, and with me today on the show, we're talking about, you know, strengthening your relationship, Valentine's, how you can do that. And with me today is Brenda Geisinger and Christy Spicer, and we're so glad to have them. We had a great first half of the show, and I think what we're going to do in the second half of the show is continue our discussion on the different types of relationships and how we can go forward with that person, that one Valentine you got that was important, or the one Valentine you sent that was important. And we're going to talk about the different stages of relationships. So we're talking about topics that affect all relationships right now, so it's kind of general, but we're going to get into more specific. Are you just starting one? Are you in a committed relationship? So we'll work our way down to that. But Christy, let's follow back up on what we were talking about just before the break of the show, those going forward with the benefits of what we're looking at and mental health impact.
Yeah, so I think, you know, good relationships that we're involved in can also create some stability in our life. And we like that as well. We like predictability. We like stability, and our relationships can help provide that. So it's just another reason to, you know, work to develop a relationship that is positive for you and positive for the other person.
Do you take an active role, Brenda, let me direct this to you, in trying to help improve the other person? In relationships, you may find someone who's a little stronger, and what are your thoughts there?
I think there's always that dance of who is kind of leading the relationship, but it's also about compromise and flexibility and what are your interests, what are mine, what are we going to talk about, how do we communicate. Christy had mentioned, you know, being together and spending time together, and a key of that is being present. You know, the phone is down, you're paying attention, you're having that eye contact, and you're engaging in a give and take, and you're communicating. You're not making assumptions when you're having conversations. And you're going to disagree if you're in a relationship. You might have arguments, but it's okay that you have arguments. That means you care. But there's a way to have a good fight, and there's a way to not fight so nicely and be nasty to one another. And so learning how to fight healthy is what makes a healthy relationship.
That's a good point. Christy, your thoughts?
Yeah, so when I think about every relationship is going to have some conflict, right?
Absolutely.
It's going to have some conflict. And so being able to handle that conflict, I think, is really important. And, you know, when we kind of talked about being able to trust the person, and that is a really important part. And so I think, you know, if there's something happening that you want to kind of talk to the person about, maybe it's about their behavior, being able to do that, it's really important, and it's going to strengthen the relationship. And so some of the things that I like to think about that might be helpful if you need to do that is to really think about how are you starting that conversation, right? So if you're upset that they're not putting away the dishes the right way or something, and you go into them and you say to them, you're not doing it right, right? They're going to get defensive and the conversation's going to be done, right? Or there's going to be yelling and you're not going to resolve anything. So really think about how you're bringing the topic up. If you can use an I feel statement, a true I feel statement, that's I feel within a feeling word and not an I feel you do something. That can be really helpful to get things started, to have that conversation. And remember, your goal of having this kind of fight or disagreement is that you want to get to a resolution that you're both going to be okay with. And so you might have to try to use some repair attempts, or what I call repair attempts, where we're going to try to look for, okay, so we're talking about the dishes not getting done the way that they should be. Well, I think we can both agree that we want the dishes to get done, right? Like, find the common ground, focus on something that's positive. Sometimes you also need a break, and it's okay. Some people get annoyed by this, but it is okay to, if you have an opportunity to use appropriate humor while you're in the middle of it, you can do that. Just to lighten the moment a little bit. You can always come back to whatever it is that the disagreement is about. But sometimes we need to be able to take a breath and realize that this is not the end of the world, right? Like, we have a problem. We do need to resolve it. And we can get there. We just need a little time. And then the final thing that I would just say too is that if you're, you know, trying to get to that resolution, trying to problem solve, and emotions are getting high, it's okay to take a break, to say, this is still really important to me. I do want to figure this out, whether you were the one that started the conversation or the one that is not the one who started it. It's okay to say that, and I need a break. Can we come back to this? I want to take a few minutes. Can we come back in 10 minutes? Or can we talk about this tomorrow? That kind of thing. Because we don't want to say something we're going to regret at the end. And so...
Well, you really bring up something, because I'm just listening to you and I'm thinking how much energy is saved and stress on yourself. Just like taking the approach you just recommended, talk it through, focus on the issue itself, as opposed to all the emotion of yelling and screaming and the things that, you know, don't get anything resolved. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting here saying, you know, that's how you go and kind of resolve things. So that's great advice for everybody. Now, let's talk about a different type of relationship. Let's talk about a developing relationship. How can we strengthen that?
You know, I think one of the things, if you're just getting started in a relationship, is let it take time to develop, right? And there doesn't have to be a time frame on it. Everyone's going to get comfortable with each other at a different rate, be ready for different, you know, stages in a relationship at different times. There's not a right way to do it. And sometimes we just need to be patient, too. It takes time to get to know somebody.
Brenda, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think what Christy is saying is very accurate. Just kind of go at your own pace and, you know, be in check with your expectations about the person and about the relationship. You know, don't go in on day one and say you're going to get married and off you go. Get to know the person and know yourself with this person.
Good point. Mm-hmm. How about committed relationships where you're already involved with one and you kind of set the path going forward? How can we strengthen those?
So I think we've talked about some things already, but I think, you know, a couple things is remember past times that were really positive. I think that that can really strengthen a relationship, all kinds of relationship, whether it's a romantic relationship or not. You know, just taking that time to remember this part of our relationship can be really fun to do. And get out of the ruts, get out of the typical, the norms once in a while, like do something different. And it doesn't have to be, I oftentimes talk with clients too about how sometimes we think we need big grand gestures, right? For ourselves and for other people. And a lot of times it's not, right? Like getting out, like if you always do a specific thing on a specific night, like, well, what if you did it a little bit different? Or let's do go out and see a show or, you know, get together with some way we don't normally do. Sometimes that can really strengthen the relationship too.
All good information. We're coming up near the end of our show. So lastly, let me ask you ladies this. How can we ways to show that you care? Some examples of ways to show you care.
I think it can be a little note that you left for them on the mirror or in, you know, their coat. Just saying that positive affirmation. I really appreciate you putting away the dishes today. That was really helpful. Just those little things throughout the day or throughout the week can make all the difference. It doesn't have to be just on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like that. You know, I think we forget to say thank you for the putting the dishes away or the small little thing, especially when we're living with someone. And so I think that that's really important. Be willing to help each other, you know, even if it's a little bit harder for me that day, putting forth that help and really asking and engaging in conversations with each other about your day and more than just saying, hey, how was your day? And the person goes, good.
Yep.
And you go, I'm so glad to hear that. But like, well, what else happened in your day? Do you have other things, right? Like really kind of show that interest and be ready to do that with the other person too. When they ask you about your day, don't just say fine.
It's not one way. This has been a great discussion this morning, and I really appreciate that. So Christy, Brenda, thank you very much for coming in and sharing your expertise. We're going to leave you with a little humor today. We always leave with a joke. It's good for the soul. Mike walked into a post office just before Valentine's Day. He couldn't help noticing a middle-aged balding man standing in a corner sticking love stamps on bright pink envelopes with hearts all over them. Then the man got out a bottle of Chanel perfume from his pocket and started spraying scent all over the envelopes. By now, Mike's curiosity got the better of him. And so I asked the man why he was sending all those cards. The man replied, I'm sending out 500 Valentine cards, signed, guess who? But why, asked Mike. I'm a divorce lawyer, the man replied. This has been fun. Valentine's Day is coming up. We wish everybody, we'll continue our discussion next week on Valentine's Day on being single. So we have employment opportunities at Boys and Girls Home. We'd love to have you give Barb Nielsen, our HR manager, a call, 293-4700. Also, we're opening up our yoga program. We delayed it with COVID. It's coming back. You want to go to yoga, give Mary Pickens a call, 293-4900 for more information. We got a special going on, a free will donation will get you into our new studio. Want to give a shout out to Skip Perley. He is our Jeff Dibel Volunteer of the Year. Skip, thank you so much for the important work you do for the children and families that we serve at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. When things aren't going well, we'll be back next Saturday morning at 7 right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ. And our topic will be Single at Valentine's Day. Your homework this week is go out and have a good laugh. May the sun shine on you. Peace.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.